work is done. Rest in him. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. God has provided a Sabbath, and some must enter into it. Those to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Therefore, that Sabbath remains for the people of God. David sang of it, but he had to touch the minor key, for Israel refused the rest of God. Joshua could not give it, nor Canaan yield it. It remains for believers. Come then, let us labor to enter into this rest. Let us quit the weary toil of sin and self. Let us cease from all confidence, even in those works of which it might be said, they're very good. Have we any such? Still, let us cease from our own works, as God did from his. Now, let us find solace in the finished work of our Lord Jesus. Everything is fully done. Justice demands no more. Great peace is our portion in Christ Jesus. As to providential matters, the work of grace in the soul and the work of the Lord in the souls of others, let us cast these burdens upon the Lord and rest in him. When the Lord gives us a yoke to bear, he does so that by taking it up, we may find rest. By faith, we labor to enter into the rest of God, and we renounce all rest in self-satisfaction or indolence. Jesus himself is perfect rest, and we are filled to the brim in him.